Okay, well, I'm gonna play devil's advocate here for a minute. Just, of course, I'm gonna throw out the arguments that they're gonna throw back at you, which is that they didn't ask to be here. They were brought here and chained by the white man 150, 200 years ago. They were enslaved. Then they were set free. But even though they were technically set free, they're still under the thumb of the white man because we still don't truly view them as equals, and consequently, it's only fair that they be given a little handicap here in the form of an affirmative action program, or another little handicap over there in the form, because otherwise they would never get a fair shake from the white man, because whether we admit it or not, deep down inside, white folks are all, to a greater or lesser degree, still racist, and that they're never going to get a fair shake otherwise unless the government intervenes and levels the playing field. How do you feel?
My response to them would be one question, Brad. When the hell is it going to end? When do we stop owing you people if you think we owe you something? We're still turning our backs when they go down to the welfare office, when we know they're lying, they're not checking on it, and all this kind of stuff. Listen, Brad, I've got a daughter that works for social services. I wouldn't mention her name, but this is one of her pet peeves. The way her supervisors tell her to turn her back, she won't do it. When they apply for something and she knows they're lying, supervisors are white. But they don't want any hell raised. Let me tell you something. People that get in a position of authority nowadays are usually older. Got 4 or 5 years left before they retire. Let's not make any waves. Let me coast on out of here, and I'll have my money when I go home, and I'll be fine. Y'all can argue after I'm gone. And each person that steps up into a position of authority in this damn country does the same thing. They will not stand up and say enough is enough.